Blog Talk Radio.
Bless the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. He's worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Shout glory. But we're here to magnify the Lord, to make him bigger, make him larger than anything that's going on. He is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Let's put your hands together. Hallelujah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Come on, sing.
Oh,
live from the bold and beautiful city of Jacksonville, Florida, where God get the glory, where God get the honor, and where God will always get the praise. You have time to call a neighbor, call a friend. Let them know that the Hour of Power broadcast is now on the air. We're going to take this opportunity to go before the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Come with us as we go before the Lord Jesus Christ. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you, we praise you, we magnify your name. We thank you to God for the great and for the mighty things that you have done. We do thank you, God, for the great and the mighty things, God, that you're going to do according to your word. We thank you, God, that your word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our pathway. And thy word have we hid in our heart, that we will not sin against thee. Father, we send the word out to our listening audience, God, on today. We ask thee, God, to bless them, how above measure, meet every need in their life. And this we will bless and praise thy name. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. Again, you are listening to the Hour of Power broadcast. And yes, we are broadcasting live from the bold and beautiful city of Jacksonville, Florida. Today, as always, we are very excited about the Word of God. For as we say, the Word of God will change our lives. The Word of God will cause us not to be the same. The Word of God will cause us to walk in the authority and the power of God's Word. So today, we will be teaching from the book of 1 Kings, the 17th chapter. 1 Kings, the 17th chapter. And we would use for a topic, we would use, Jesus is a miracle worker, and I can walk in the authority of his word. If Jesus is our miracle worker, which he is, we can, as believers, walk in the authority of his word. We're going to begin reading from that first verse of 1 Kings, the 17th chapter. And Elijah the Tishbite, who was of the inhabitants of Gilead, said to Ahab, as the Lord God of Israel live, before whom I stand, there shall not be dew nor rain these years, but according to my word. And the word of the Lord came to him, saying, get you from here, and turn you eastward, and hide yourself by the brook of Cherith, that it is before Jordan. That is before Jordan. And it shall be that you shall drink of the brook that I have commanded the raven to feed you there. When we began to look at this portion of 1 Kings, the 17th chapter, we can only go back just a little bit from that 16th chapter, because here we are going to consider the man that stirred up trouble, the man that was wicked in his own way. The man was Ahab. Ahab was one that did evil in the sight of the Lord. He did evil above all the kings that were before him. This man, he erected altars for Baal. You know, we don't serve Baal. The people back there was not supposed to serve Baal, Buddha, or all of these other types of God. There is only but one God. And that God is Jehovah Jireh. That God is the great I am. That God is the Alpha and Omega. That God is the one that has all power in his hand. But not these gods that were made by the hands of man. And back in that time, they made their own gods and they moved them around, or they erected these statues, and they called them their God. But the word tells us that Ahab was wicked. He also made groves, and Ahab did more to provoke the Lord God of Israel to anger than all the kings of Israel that was before him. So when we look at that 17th chapter of 1 Kings, we see the word of God telling us, he said, and Elijah the Tishbite, because we're going to be talking about Elijah the prophet, who was of the inhabitants of Gilead, given the history there, said to Ahab, he began to talk to Ahab. And he told Ahab, he said, as the Lord God of Israel lives, he said, before whom I stand, there shall not be dew nor rain these years, but according to my word. I mean, he was a bad boy. He was a bad man. He had authority, and he had power. He walked in the word of God. He walked in the presence of God. He walked in the anointing of God. He told Ahab that there was not going to be any dew nor rain these years, but according to his word. You can forget it. It's not going to rain according to his word. He had power in what he said. Do you have power in what you say? Can you walk in the authority and the power of God? This man did. Elisha did. The word of the Lord came to him saying, after he had spoke unto Ahab, the word of the Lord came to Elijah, told Elijah, say, Elijah, go you from here. Get out of here. Go from here. Turn you eastward. Hide yourself by the brook of Cherith. This was the brook. And he told him where it was, that it was before Jordan. And he said to Elijah, and it shall be that you shall drink of the brook, and I have commanded the raven to feed you there. So listen, after you have done the will of the Father, after you have followed his instructions, after you have been obedient to him, I mean, God make a way to escape. We were talking, and we're talking about an evil man, Ahab. See, those were some powerful words that Elijah had spoken unto the king Ahab. Oh, it's not going to rain. So God is going to make provision for him as he will make provision for you, and he will take care of you when you do the will of the Father. You don't have to fret yourself when you speak the word of God. For the word of God says, fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thy envious against the workers of iniquity. For they soon shall be cut down as the grass, withered as the green herb, but to trust in the Lord and to do good. And that is our responsibility as being a believer. So he tells them to go by this brook. And he said, I have commanded. Come on, I'll talk to the ravens. Come on, a raven for to be a dirty bird. I talked to this raven. I instructed, I have commanded this raven to feed you there. There's a brook, you get some water. But I have commanded this raven to feed you there where I sent you, not in another place, but I have commanded the raven to come and to feed you where I'm sending you. So in that fifth verse, it says, so he went and did according to the word of the Lord. See, that's when we can obtain our blessing. That's when we can have our blessing in our life, when we do what the Father is telling us to do. The word says that Elijah had went and did according to the word of the Lord. For he went and he dwelt by the brook of Cherith, that is before Jordan. And the ravens brought him bread and flesh in the morning. And as I read this, the word of God let us know it wasn't just one raven, but I have commanded. See, he said I was commanded the raven to feed him. So it wasn't just one raven that was going to take care of Elijah. It wasn't just one raven that was going to bring him food to eat. But it was ravens. I command the ravens to bring you the bread and flesh. Some bread and meat. Oh, I can deal with that. I can deal with getting some bread and getting some meat to eat. It doesn't matter where it comes from. If it came from God, it's all right with me. See, sometimes we can get picky as to what God is providing for us. You know, sometimes we are very choosy and picky about what we're going to eat and where it's coming from. Yes, I can understand if the food is not edible. I can understand if the food is not clean. I can understand if the food has bacteria in it. But when it's come from God, all right to eat. See, we see that God was going to take care of the man of God. So, yes, he sent the ravens to bring him bread and flesh in the morning. And not only in the morning, but he brought him bread and flesh in the evening. And he was able to drink of the brook. Don't tell me that God did not take care and will not take care of his people. David said, I'm young, but now I am old, but never have I seen the righteous forsaken or his seed begging bread. Oh, when you're righteous, God gonna take care of you. There's a song say, God will take care of you. You got to know that was on the inside, that God is going to take care of you. No matter what you may be going through, God will take care of me. And I believe that before you get out of the bed, you ought to be able to say, after you've greeted the Lord and tell him that how much you love him, you ought to say that God will take care of me. God will make provision for me on today. God will make provision, family, on today. Oh, when you have a relationship with God, and when you know God, God will not forsake you. God will not leave you. I believe the 23rd Psalm says, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. So therefore, God will meet every need in our life. And the word of God tells us, when we look down in that seventh verse of the 17th chapter of 1 Kings, it reads, and it came to pass after a while that the brook dried up because there had been no rain in the land. Remember, Elijah said that it was told Ahab that it got no rain. It's not going to be in a rain. So therefore, it needed some rain in order for the brook not to dry up. It needed some rain so that things would not die. Come on. It needed some rain so the cattle and the people also would drink. But because of the disobedience, because of the wickedness of the leader, because of the things that he did, and because he angered God, the man of God went to him and told him that it was not going to rain. But he said it was going to rain. And because of the brook dried up and there was no rain, the word of the Lord came to Elisha again. See, he didn't leave him out hanging. He didn't leave him out there that then sent him to the brook of Cherith, and the brook dried up, and he's going to thirst. He's going to be in want of water, want of food. No. He is still making provision. He still has that perfect plan for the man of God. So God told Elijah, come on, get up. He said, arise. He said, rise, get up, get you up and go to Zarephath, which belongs to Zidon. He said, dwell there. And behold, he said, I have commanded. See, I love that. See, that's when you're taking authority. That's when you're walking in power. God has authority. God has power. He has all authority. He has all power in his hands. He said, I have commanded a widow woman there to sustain you. I've gotten somebody. I got this widow woman that's going to provide for you. So you get up. Arise. Get up. Get from where you are. That was a temporary place that I sent you. But I want you to go unto Zarephath. And he said, I have commanded a widow woman there to sustain thee. In other words, him. So he again, he was obedient. He got up. He arose. He went to Zarephath. And when he came to the gate of the city, the word of God told us that, behold, there was a widow woman. And that widow woman was gathering sticks. And then he called to her and he said, bring me, I pray you, a little water in a vessel that I may drink. And as she was going to bring it, he called to her and said, this is what Elijah said. He said, bring me, I pray you, a morsel of bread in your hand. Come on. And you know how today when you looking at people today, and you go to somebody's house, or you ask them to give you some water, and they may be gracious enough to give you some water, but when they turn around, when they're going to get the water, then they say, bring me some cake, bring me a sandwich, or bring me this. In your hand. Now the woman was gracious enough to give him some water, and she didn't even really know the man, but yet Elijah, I believe by the Spirit of the Lord, was, because he walked in the authority of God, and he was a prophet. And he was a man of God, a man that God was using to be in a position to go and to speak the things of the Lord. So he's saying, bring me, I pray, your morsel of bread in your hand. You know, it was good for her to go get the water because she was headed to get the water. But he also wanted a morsel of bread. He said, bring me some bread in your hand. And she said, this is what she said to him. If you look at that 12th verse, she said, and she said, as the Lord your God lives, I have not a cake, but an handful of meal in a barrel. Come on. And a little cruse of oil in a cruse, and before I am gathering two sticks that I may go in and dress it, in other words, prepare it for me and for my son, that we may eat it and die. Oh my God. This woman was going through a difficult time in her life. And she, you can tell, as the word of God tells us, that she was a widow. And because she was a widow, she didn't have a husband, and she didn't have anybody to provide for her. And she only had a handful of meal, she said. And she had this cruse of oil, and she was getting these two sticks together. And she was going to make some food, a meal for herself and for her son. And she said that she was going to eat it and she was going to die. In other words, she was hopeless. She needed some hope. She needed some joy on the inside. She needed to know that God was going to take care of her. I believe that it was ordained for the man of God to go and to make provision to see about this widow woman. I believe that it was God's will to increase her faith. I believe that it is God's will this morning. It's God's will today. It's God's will for this afternoon for God to increase your faith so that you would know that God will take care of you, even if you have a little water, even if you just have a little sandwich in the refrigerator. Oh, you may have just that chicken leg that you're about to eat, and maybe you just have that one son like the widow woman have. Oh, it may be even five children. I don't know. It may just be a little bit, but if you can trust the Lord God Almighty, Word of God said to trust in the Lord with all your heart and to lean not to your own understanding. In all thy ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. So therefore, she, only thing she could see in the natural was the little that she had. Only thing she can see in the natural that she and her son was going to die because of the fact that they didn't have much, and she didn't see any way of getting anything else to eat. But I want you to know this morning, I want you to know today, oh my God, that Jesus is the way, he is the truth, he is the light, and no man cometh unto the Father. He is not only the way to eternal life, which is more important than the food, but he is a way in order to get you what you need to make provision for you. If you're in a slump, if you don't have what you need on this morning, whether it's spiritually, physically, or financially, I want you to know today that God is an ever-present God, and he is a God at the time of trouble. He's a God when things are going good in your life. He's still God. He's a God that will not change. He's a God that will never leave you. He's a God that will never forsake you. So, therefore, she said that they were going to eat it. They were going to die. But Elijah said to her in that 13th verse, he said, fear not. Come on. Because I believe that she had fear in her heart. She had fear. And if you got fear, you don't have much faith. You don't have any faith to withstand in the time of turmoil, at the time of famine, at the time of need. Come on. Come on. She was giving up. You know, I can imagine people that are fearful and people that are afraid and people that don't see God moving in their lives, that they will give up. They throw their hands up sometimes as an act of, I give up. I know that things are not going to be better. But God will build your faith. Hey, you that are about to commit suicide, God will take care of you. You that have the children and know that it's seeming and natural that you cannot take care of them, God will take care of you. You got to know that he is a very present help in the time of trouble. So the man of God told her, fear not. He said, go and do as you have said. But make me thereof a little cake first and bring it to me. And after, make for you and your son. Oh, I believe in today's time. And she just met this man. And he asking her to go and to make the cake for him first. And then after you made it for the cake, then the cake for him, then you and bring it to him first. And after making for you and your son, I believe that you will see an attitude in that person, because they, what do you mean? I just told you that I only have a certain amount of oil, I have a certain amount of meal, and I'm going to cook it for me and my son. And after we take this, after we eat it, then we're going to eat it and die. But what God is trying her faith, the man of God knows what she needs. We need an act of faith to believe God, to know that, hey, I'm on the line. Oh, I'm at, my back is against the wall. But yet, because my back is against the wall, I know that God will take care of me. God going to take care of not only me, but God going to take care of my son. Why? Because I know what the word of God say. Why? Because I trust the Lord. Why? Because I'm walking according to his word. Why? Because I know that he is the I am that I am. Why? Because he's the Alpha and Omega. Why? Because he is the beginning and the end. Why? Because he is the first and the last. I know that he will take care of me. So the man of God asked her to make that cake for him to eat first and then go and make it for she and her son. So he said to her, he said, for thus says the Lord. Come on. You got to know what the word of God says. And you got to know what God is speaking to you so that you can have faith to believe God. When you, that's why it's important, as the word of God said, to study to show thyself approved to God, a workman of God, need not be ashamed to rightly divide the word of truth. So the word of God came to this woman by the way of Elijah. And he said, but thus says the Lord God of Israel, the barrel of meal shall not waste. I don't care what you see. I don't care what you think. But listen to the Lord. Listen to what I'm saying, the word that I'm speaking for the Lord. The barrel meal shall not waste. Neither shall the cruse of oil fail until the day that the Lord sends rain upon the earth. I got you covered. It's going to be all right. You're going to eat. You're not going to starve to death. But it's going, God is going to make provision unto you and for you until the day that it rains. Remember, Elijah has spoke that it wasn't going to rain because of Ahab and his foolishness and his wickedness, his disobedience, and he had made the Lord angry with him. He provoked God. So it wasn't going to rain. But, you know, even when it doesn't rain and even when God don't bless others that's not doing the will of God, God will make provision and God will provide for you. Have you ever been two streets over from where you may be and it seems like it's raining, raining on that area, but you get to a certain part of the of your street, it's maybe raining in your street. Or it may be a lot of lightning and thundering over on the other side, or rain, or desperately of raining or on one side of town, and you get to your side and it's not raining, or you may just be about 3 or 4 minutes from home and it's pouring down rain where you're coming from, and you can barely see, but you get over on your side. And it's not even raining. It's not even raining. So don't tell me that God will not take care of his people. Don't tell me that he will not provide. Don't tell me that he'll leave you and he'll forsake you, because he will not leave you. If you belong to him, he will not leave or forsake you. If you be obedient to him. Obedience is better than a sacrifice. If the woman did not obey the word of the Lord, what Elijah was saying, she could have starved and she was going to die. if she was not going to be obedient to God. That what could have happened to her. But because the word of God was speaking through the prophet of God, the man of God, the mouthpiece, he said, and the bearer of meal, and she went and did, that's in the 15th verse, and she went and did according to the saying of Elisha, and she and he, meaning the prophet, and her house did eat many days. Why? Because, and they ate a full year because of the fact that she obeyed God. They were able to do that because a prophet, oh my God, he obeyed God. Every time God told him arise and go a certain place, he obeyed God and he did that. Can you say when God speaks to your heart to do certain things, do you do it? When God tells you to pray for people, they may be in another country, are you praying for them? If God tells you to pray for that neighbor, are you praying for them? If God tells you to take that person, give that person some money, would you do it? I mean, would you do it? Can you give a person that is needs of some food to eat? Can you do that for God? If he tells you to say something on his behalf to another person, can you say it? That's what Elisha was doing. He was speaking into the heart of this woman. And as she was obedient, they were all able to eat. They were able to enjoy a full year without having to run out of food. God is a very present help. Yes, he is the King of Kings. Yes, he is the Lord of Lords. Yes, he is a miracle worker. Oh, it took a miracle. That miracle for God, hey, for her only to have a handful of meal. Come on. And only a certain portion of the oil. But she had, God created a miracle for her so that she and her son and the man of God first to be able to eat, and then her son and her. And then after that, for a whole year, they never ran out of food because of the fact that she was obedient to God. When we can believe God, when we can stand upon his word, when we can do as the prophet Elijah did, to rise. It's time for men and women, boys and girls to arise. It's time for us to be able to go into the marketplace. It's time for us to go into the hedges and the highways. It's time for us to compare men and women, boys and girls, to come in to be saved. For the word of God says the harvest is plentiful. There's many souls out there. There's many lives out there that need to be changed. The word of God says the harvest is plentiful. It's lots of people, millions of people that need to hear the word of God, that need to know that God is a miracle worker and that God is a healer and God is a deliverer. Even as this woman that was Zarephath, that Elijah spoke into her life and brought about increase. When people can see increase, when they can see a change of God, a change in their life, when their life is changing, then they become believers. And even as they believe, they'll call somebody else to believe. I want to tell you this morning that you can be even as Elijah. God has given all of us an assignment, and we ought to go into hedges and highways, and we're to go out, and we're ought to be his ambassadors. We're to be his soul winners. We're to be those fishers of men. We're the ones that God is relying on to get the word out to the people, because if they don't, they'll be like this lady. She was getting ready to die. She was getting ready for her son to die. And, you know, you may say, you know, well, there was the food was there, and it was. But I believe that her life was changed because of the fact that the prophet of God was there. I believe that people's lives would be changed because of you out there. You that soul winner. You that person that God is using in order to bring life, eternal life, unto those that are not saved. And so, therefore, how you're important. You have that VIP, a very important person job to accomplish. You're that person. You're that person that God wants to bring deliverance in other people's lives. Just think about it, and accept the responsibility. Accept what God has given for you to do. Don't void your assignment. Don't let your assignment just lay by the wayside and you never answer the call. Let God lead, guide, and direct you. We are getting ready to pray. There are some of you that are not saved, that do not know Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. The Word of God says, if we confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus, believe in our heart that God has raised him from the dead, the Word of God said that we shall be saved. If you don't know Jesus, if you don't know who he is, if you have not spent time with him, even as you have heard the word, we have given you the word, Jesus Christ is your hope. He is the way to eternity. He is the one that you can spend life after this life as we know it. He's the one that you can spend life with him as you walk, even right now, that can change your life. All you need to confess that you were is a sinner. Everyone that was born, you, myself, a sinner. We were sinners. But I can say that you could be saved by the grace of God. It's by grace that we are saved, and not of ourselves, only the grace of God. No matter how bad you used to be or how the language that you used to speak and the places that you used to go, hey, God knows that, and he'll love you just like he loves anybody else, and he will embrace you, and he will keep you, and he'll take care of you like he did this widow woman. He'll do great and mighty things in your life. If you accepted Jesus Christ this morning, if you asked Christ to come into your life, just believe that he did. Just believe that he cast every sin into the sea of forgetfulness and that he remembered it no more. Just know that you are a new creature in Christ Jesus. Old things are now passed away. All things become new. It's like the slate. Everything, every sin that you have committed since the day that you were born has been wiped away. Just like you take an eraser and erase certain things. It's not there anymore. So God has already forgiven you. And the word tells us that he will remember it no more. I'm not saying that people are not going to remember, but God will not remember. And you know what? He's the only one that does matter. People bring things up, but it don't matter anymore because God, our Lord, has forgiven us for our sins. And he has made us free, for whom the Son has made free. Whom the Son has brought out of bondage and sin is free indeed. Let me pray. Even now, Father God, we just thank you. We praise you, God, even now for the word of God that was spoken. Thank you, God, for allowing us, God, to once again to come before the Our Power audience. Lord, bless them. Lord, every city, every state, God, every town, Lord God, every place in the United States of America, foreign land, foreign shore, I see God to bless them, to keep them before you. I see God to bless them, and they're going in and they're coming out. I see God to make them the head and not the tail. I see, Lord God, if they have any infirmities in their body, I pray healing right now in the mighty name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you right now for healing, for deliverance. God, for giving people hope this morning. Let us know, God, that you are the hope of glory. And God, that you are a miracle worker. And God, that you are a mind fixer. God, that you give peace, Lord God, when the woman, the widow woman, needed some peace. And God, she needed some hope. God, you gave it for her. And God, you have no respect of person. Even if you did it for her, God, you would do it for them as well. So, Lord, we just thank you and we praise your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. You have been listening to the Hour of Power broadcast with Pastor Dr. Mary McCoy. Please tune in with us on this coming Wednesday at the very same time. May God bless you. May he keep you. May his face shine upon you. May he bless you in your going in and your coming out forevermore.